This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of Free Talk Live. TGIF.
I so want to say Free Talk Live, but...
Please don't, because I might be encouraged to cuss, and I don't want to jump myself. Again.
Is Free Talk Live still going on?
It's an occasional thing now. There's not like a... It's not like a schedule that's going to happen. It's going to be the first part of every month or whatever. It's just like when the occasion comes up, somebody will do an episode of Freer Talk Live. So
Freer Talk Live is the after show for those who don't know what I'm talking about. It's basically an uncensored version of Free Talk Live.
And if you've never seen or listened to an episode of Freer Talk Live, you can actually find that, I believe, on the YouTube channel for Free Talk Live itself, because most of that is archived there.
I know
it's not on the archives at freetalklive.com, because it's a different show. It's not Free Talk Live, it's Freer Talk Live.
Yeah, it's like part of Free Talk Live, but it's a pseudo-after-show kind of deal.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun when it happens.
Yeah, it's like an online stream, usually, and I didn't even know there were archives of the show.
Yes. In fact, I was looking at them earlier just to make sure we didn't sort of double cover any topics. I did want to tell folks out there in listening land about the Crypto Six, because they're preparing to take on the state with a prospective trial date sometime in May of 2022. They are preparing their defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency. And this would set up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken as gatekeepers of cryptocurrency, and we don't feel like that should be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal government. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon the innocent. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn about how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? Thecrypto6.com. And just sort of a side note here, looks like crypto's on the rise again.
Oh, really? What's it?
BTC's back up over 40.
Oh, yeah, I already knew that. And, it's like a week-old news now.
It's been a week. Well, yeah, because it dropped back below 40. It came up to 40, and then it dropped back below. It got down to, like, 38 again or something. It was back up over 40, I think, this morning, maybe last night. But, you know, that's causing a ripple effect across cryptocurrency. I think basically everything is up. And Ethereum, of course, just went through their mutation from proof of stake to proof of work, and so that's been done, and apparently seamlessly. So there's lots of good news around cryptocurrency, and as we said previously, you know, news.bitcoin.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
If you want to join us, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about some other things. I wanted to spend just a little bit more time on this article by Jeffrey Tucker from the brownstone.org, or brownstone.org, where he has read this book by the UK equivalent of Dr. Fauci. His name is Jeffrey Farrar. And so he continues, how precisely lockdowns fix anything is never clear. Consider that when the US and the UK were locking down, vaccines were not really on the horizon. Fauci himself said they would never be necessary. Farrar reveals that he never believed that lockdowns alone would really work, and claims now to believe that the whole purpose was just to wait for a vaccine. So he's saying in retrospect, Right? He didn't say the reason we're locking down is so we can wait for a vaccine, because they weren't even on the horizon.
Yeah.
He's saying this in retrospect now. He's like, oh, well, he didn't know at the time.
You know, this is kind of interesting, because I was speculating way, way back when they said, when the first time they said 2 weeks, that it wasn't going to be 2 weeks. It was going to be a year or more, at least.
When they were saying 2 weeks, if you, again, freetalklive.com, go to the archive section.
Definitely check the archives out.
When they said 2 weeks, the first night that they said it, I was on air, I believe. If not the first night I was on air after they said it, I was like, you guys realize this ain't going to be 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
You know,
it's like they're lying to our faces.
Nothing is more permanent than the temporary government program.
Yeah.
Patriot Act, anyone?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was supposed to be temporary. Yeah.
I mean, realistically, what did you think was going to happen in over a two-week period, right? Like, it wasn't, there's no way you were going to have a complete lockdown. We didn't. And even if a complete lockdown would have worked, you will never achieve a complete lockdown. So there's no way it was going to be 2 weeks, which means it was going to be a year or more until there was a vaccine. And then who knows? Because even when you have a vaccine, it may not work. And vaccines don't. They take time to develop, and you know, it just, you don't get a vaccine in a year, basically.
If they somehow could have made it to where absolutely no one could leave their house for 2 weeks, I bet people would have died.
Well, sure, and that's why lockdowns don't work, and they will never work, because you cannot lock people down to that degree, because then you have people dying for other reasons, you know, like not having food or not having water, or, you know, I mean, what happens if your water breaks, or what happens if the street, you know, main, you know, water breaks? If nobody can go out, nobody can fix it, and if nobody can fix it, then people die.
I can't pinpoint, like, did anybody die specifically in that first 2 weeks of
lockdown? No, because it wasn't a complete lockdown.
But even with whatever, you know, lockdown occurred, people committed suicide. People died of loneliness.
Well, that's true.
Right? Because, like, people just gave up, especially the elderly.
They sort of caused or contributed to the deaths.
There were people that committed suicide who said that it was because, like, I can't see my friends anymore.
Right. Can't see my family, can't visit grandma in the hospital, whatever it is.
Yeah,
you know?
Can't get the therapy they need.
So this goes on to say, lockdowns alone cannot get a society back to normality. As I never tire of saying, they do not change the fundamentals of a virus or a pandemic. Staying indoors does not alter a pathogen's transmissibility or ability to wreak harm. It just takes susceptible people out of circulation. When a lockdown ends, those people go back into circulation again. Without a vaccine or other measures in place, untying restrictions increases social contacts and transmissions rise. If restrictions eased and are shot up to 3 again, we would find ourselves back to square one, with an epidemic racing exponentially out of control, as it did in late March 2020. Science, vaccine, drugs, testing was the only exit strategy, according to Mr. Farrar. And as you were saying, Chris, Jeffrey Tucker asks, did you really believe that it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
No.
I know I didn't. The people who pushed lockdowns on governments around the world did not believe that. It was marketing and nothing more. For Farrar, lockdown is a more infallible doctrine than a testable strategy of viable disease mitigation. For him, lockdowns are really just a way for governments to do something in the face of a pandemic. So all these bastards, these politicians, they were just concerned about whether or not they looked good.
Yeah, honestly, it's a good thing they failed with the lockdowns, because we would have all starved to death had they succeeded. I mean, that's literally what would have happened if they actually could successfully, you know, force everybody to lock down.
I mean, Cuomo obviously only cared if he looked good. He forced people who had COVID into nursing homes. Most susceptible people, the old people that were in these nursing homes, had to live with these people that had COVID, and, you know, they knew they had COVID.
There was a time when people wouldn't tolerate that from anybody. You know what I mean? Like, people would have found a way to sort of rid themselves of that person.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, I know even under the Nazis, you know, they stopped terminating old people.
Yeah.
Well, and instead,
because there was uproar.
Cuomo got an Emmy for his COVID coverage on daytime news.
For his acting. Emmy award is for acting. He was acting.
Acting like a good person.
Oh, what is wrong with people? And more to the point of the question is, what are people doing about it other than complying? And we sit here and we broadcast nightly, 7 nights a week. We talk about all this stuff, but it seems like it's falling on deaf ears. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah. now you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Phones are open. We're here 7 nights a week. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I wanted to tell you guys about Odyssey. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library, that's LBRY, for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing and streaming website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off. Now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. So as big tech, you know, is canceling people because they don't like what they have to say or their content, why, you do have an option. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video that you watch, you'll then help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you to visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. It's a pretty unique service, and we like those guys. So, we're in the midst of talking about this article by Jeffrey Tucker from brownstone.org, talking about Mr. Farrar, who's basically the Anthony Fauci of the UK, and reviewing his writings on the matter. Apparently, he wrote a book on, you know, the whole, we'll call it the pandemic, the lockdowns, etc., and so on. And so Mr. Tucker continues, "Who could object? Many people and the author purport to understand this. Quote, we cannot begin to comprehend the anguish of a leader who is deciding whether to shut down his or her country," he says.
Oh, my goodness.
"But the later action, the more lives will be lost and the more disruption to all sectors of society."
What about the anguish of a business owner who has to shut down his business for nothing?
Schools, businesses, leisure, transport, governments are eventually forced to act, because they cannot simply stand by and watch their health systems collapse. That's a quote. This language that governments are forced to act, how so? Mr. Tucker asks. They've never been so forced before. What was different about 2020 versus 2013, 2009, 1968, 1957, 1942, 1929, and so on, and so on, and so on?
Wait, what are those dates?
Mm-hmm. It can't be severity as such. We are still waiting on data to confirm that relative to pandemics past, those dates are all from pandemics past, where nothing of the like happened. No lockdowns, no, you know, forced vaccinations, no masking, right? Everything was voluntary, whatever you did. In fact, you can find some advertisements during, I'm trying to remember which one it was during the black and white era of television and print and all that kind of stuff, maybe the 50s or 60s, where it's just like an ad in a newspaper. It's like, yeah, wash your hands, you know, be extra diligent about being clean, you know, that kind of stuff. So there is no one measure of severity as such. It depends on the place and the demographic and immunological map. Lockdowns pertain to everyone, everywhere, regardless. No, this was about implementing an experiment based on modeling, which we know that model was wrong now. That's me speaking. Governments were forced to follow the advice of the architects. So the idea that government was forced to do anything, laughable.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, the government has the ultimate power. How can the government be forced? And if the government didn't have the ultimate power, then that would make sense, but then it wouldn't be government.
And it's not some kind of, like, disease where people were dropping in the street. Maybe then they could say, our hand was forced, you know.
Yeah, it's...
Well,
it's such a farce.
When you have the power, you also have the power to not do anything, and that might even mean people die.
Mr. Tucker continues to say, sorry, but this is futile and deeply dangerous. Even with great vaccines that strike down every conceivable variant, this path would condemn a substantial portion of the world's population to a permanent state of immunological naivety and introduce the single biggest and most deadly threat we could ever face, potentially more of a killer than nuclear war. Think of all the native peoples in the U.S. who died of smallpox after Westerners brought the pathogen with them. At least 30% of the population died in the first round of death, and another third later. The reason was the absence of an immunological wall, and it strikes me that Farrar would risk repeating the disaster with his push for zero exposure.
Going back kind of to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show about employers saying people have to get fired if they don't get the vaccination.
Yeah.
I saw a number recently. Don't really know if I can trust any of these numbers. Like, I don't care if it came from CNN. I don't necessarily just trust it blindly. But it said that 72% of black people in the United States of America have not gotten vaccinated. And at this point, I would say that that is a choice. Like, I don't think there's that many places that don't have access to it. They're trying to get people to take it everywhere. It's free. And I just want to say it's crazy to think that you would want to, you know, exclude 72% of the black people of the United States from coming to your business or leaving the house.
Yeah, I can't imagine any
business. Choice they're making.
I can't imagine any business wanting to, well, first of all, the businesses that were able to scrape by and somehow remain open right during the lockdowns, the people who were patronizing these businesses, giving them, you know, their money, are largely the people who are unvaccinated, right? And so now, like, if you're a business and you support mandated vaccines in any way, shape, or form, then you're actually just sort of like giving a middle finger to the people who supported your business when you almost went out of business because the government locked you down.
Yep.
It's insane. The insanity that has taken over almost every area, not only of the United States, but other countries as well, is just alarming on a level that I have never seen. Anyway, Mr. Tucker concludes with, reading this book, then, is a strange encounter with a new ideology and new statist vision, one that poses a fundamental threat, as disorienting and confusing as a new virus, unbeknownst to, as the new virus. Unbeknownst to most of us, lockdownism is an ideology, as a replacement for traditional law and liberty had been growing and consolidating its influence for at least a decade and a half before it was deployed on the world in the shock and awe of 2020. Defenders of freedom need to know, if they don't know already, here is another enemy, and its defeat will only come with honest and precise intellectual engagement. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about that police department advertising qualified immunity as a benefit.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate is trying to pass a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal, and Democrats want to pair a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill as well. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is pushing back against all this spending.
This infrastructure bill was always, everybody told us, oh, this was all paid for. And we found out yesterday with the Congressional Budget Office, it's not paid for. It's more debt. We have almost $30 trillion worth of debt. When is this going to end?
Senator Scott appearing on Fox News. President Biden is pointing to July's strong jobs report as proof the Biden plan is moving the country forward. Speaking at the White House on Friday, Biden noting there's still work to do to fully rebuild the economy from the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. He also repeated his call for everyone to get vaccinated to keep the virus from spreading. USA Radio News. As wildfires continue to rage across the western United States, some experts are pointing to climate change as the reason for it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why this problem matters.
It's a public health issue. The air our children breathe, the water they drink in every way. It's an economic issue for us to be preeminent, first in the world in all the green technologies. It's a defense issue. Security leaders, national security experts tell us.
Republicans have argued that wildfires are also caused by bad forest management and not just climate change. Peloton is facing over a $1 million lawsuit. A Texas woman claims her 2-year-old got trapped underneath a Tread Plus treadmill and was injured. The Consumer Product Safety Commission urging parents to stop using the equipment back in April after one child died from the machine and dozens more got injured. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I just want to make a small correction. I said BTC, Bitcoin, was around 40,000. I wasn't far off. It apparently is that 42.8 right now, 42,800. Thanks, Bonnie, for the correction.
Are you really going to apologize for that correction when it changes and it could have changed from the time that you said it until now?
I was just noting.
I just did.
But it changes so
yes.
much. So
yes,
often.
I am.
I was just noting because I saw it in my own wallet on my phone and I was like, wow.
I was incorrect, and so now I'm not.
Were you? I mean, it's literally been.
Hey,
like,
I thought I was wrong once.
An
but
hour.
I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. All right. So now this story has already been corrected since it was originally published. Speaking of corrections, this is from thehill.com. And thanks, Bonnie, for bringing this in. I had read this. It was in my show prep as well. And we just made sure that. You know, it hadn't been covered already. I checked show notes from the past week or so, and it doesn't look like it. But This is out of New Hampshire, of all places, in Manchester. The Manchester Police Department advertised qualified immunity as a benefit.
Okay, Manchester, murder is not okay even if you become part of government. Okay?
Now,
imagine who they're drawing to apply there by advertising qualified immunity as a...
Right. You want to beat somebody and get away with it?
Qualified immunity.
You want to kill somebody and get away with it?
That's not okay.
Qualified immunity.
And here's the thing. Qualified immunity is supposed to relate, if I'm not mistaken, to the job. If you go and murder somebody, that's not part of your job. So you shouldn't even get the qualified immunity in that case. So advertising it as a benefit of the job is very misleading.
It's really gross, honestly.
It's disgusting.
We'll get to the article and we'll read the whole thing, but the sentence in question here that was posted reads, and I quote, "The department offers many opportunities to advance and additional unique benefits, including qualified immunity." That's the entire... There's a period there.
I mean, it literally sounds like something that might be in the description if, like, the mafia, right, were, like, to advertise a position, right?
Right,
like, that's exactly what it sounds like. It really is, isn't it?
We know that basically the state is a gang.
It is.
Right? They're just, somehow endorsed... Right, they're the official gang.
They're the biggest gang in town, is what they are
by far, by a long shot. So let's get into this a little bit. This is from thehill.com. New Hampshire police chief now apologizes for job post listing qualified immunity as a benefit. The New Hampshire police chief on Wednesday. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, if you live in Manchester, you should feel really unsafe with your police officers just after that.
Yeah, I've got some experience with that one.
Yep.
Manchester is not the place to get arrested, I can assure you guys.
A New Hampshire police chief on Wednesday issued a public apology after his police department wrote a recruitment post that touted qualified immunity as a job benefit. And I've already read the sentence, I'll read it again. The department offers many opportunities to advance and additional unique benefits, including qualified immunity. The Facebook post read...
How do you even react to that? You know, it's like...
The only way you can, and that's, with outrage. With
outrageous.
A disdain for police themselves, a disdain for the state, a disdain for an organization that literally exists in violation of consent.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally them saying, you don't have to obey the law if you come and work for us.
It's literally them saying to the public, if you come work for us, you can hurt other people and not get in trouble.
That's exactly what a qualified immunity is about. That's the crazy thing. But there is supposed to be it's supposed to be restricted to your job duties, right? If you accidentally kill somebody on the job while doing your job, not, you get to go out and kill people on the side because, you don't want to pay your landlord back or whatever
on the
for
side,
rent.
Right, yeah.
Right? No, that's not part of the job.
So a Twitter user named Isaac Scher, I don't know who he is or how he's related to this, posted, a police department in New Hampshire is hiring, and it's delighted to offer such unique benefits as qualified immunity. And now here's the actual ad. You ready? The Manchester Police Department is looking for reliable, motivated, and personable recruits for both entry-level and certified positions. Located less than an hour from Boston, Manchester enjoys proximity to great schools and attractions, the beach and the White Mountains. The department offers many opportunities to advance and additional unique benefits, including qualified immunity. Click the link to apply now. There's no application fee, and remote testing is now available. Come enjoy the high quality of life in New Hampshire that New Hampshire offers and work for a great department backed by community support.
Who thought that was a good idea?
I think as much as we protest in Manchester against the police there, pretty sure you're not going to have the community support.
Yeah, you're going to get Joa from Breaking the Law walking up to you while you're sitting in your car, asking you questions that are going to be uncomfortable for you.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just Joa. Yeah. I mean, it's like you try to do a DUI checkpoint, like, you're going to have protesters out there, basically, fighting you every opportunity they well, we get. You'll have people literally coming from out of the town, out of the city, from all over New Hampshire, coming to basically try and fight you off because you're basically abusing people.
Yeah, the spirit of live free or die is certainly alive in the state of New Hampshire. I wish it were larger. I wish more folks who...
Well, it's growing.
...who also have the live free or die spirit would move to New Hampshire
and join us. We just got four new people today, actually.
That's true. That's true. I'm sorry I missed that gathering. I've been doing some other stuff, but I'm glad to hear that we had some folks at the weekly dinner that we have. Four new people is...
Four.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
One day. Just one day, four new people.
Keen, great.
Yes. So going back to this Manchester police touting qualified immunity as a benefit. Like, there's so many other, we'll call them benefits, right? That, you know, regular job benefits that, like, you get as a police, you know, medical, dental, 401k, retirement, right? You know, all that kind of stuff, right? That are way better than, say, the average job, right? Because it's a state job, right? Particularly the retirement, right? I can't imagine why anybody looking through the, unless whoever wrote this didn't understand what qualified immunity meant.
Right. I feel like it was somebody who was like, yeah, we get this, and they like having it, so, no, you know, they were bragging.
I think Manchester police are very, whoever was wrote this knew exactly what they were doing, because literally they use qualified immunity all the time.
Yeah.
They're constantly being sued, and they're constantly bringing qualified immunity up in the courts when they get sued. Today?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go on.
No, not about the Manchester police, but today somebody came into the Mighty Moose Mart where I work, and our friend, I won't say who's very vocal, was in there with me talking to me, and the guy that was the customer, he's wearing a shirt, and it said, like, some kind of construction worker or construction business, and he said, is this your business? And he was like, oh, actually, it's my dad's business, and I used to work for them, but now I work for the jail. And it was just silent in there for a second because it was just me, our friend, and this guy, and he just went, oh, so you used to have an honest living. I couldn't believe he said that.
That's awesome.
But the guy just kind of laughed, and he was like, well, I needed retirement, and I have a lot better benefits now. So we just kind of shamed him with our, like, awkward silence.
Well, the next time you see him, you can say that, hey, I hear qualified immunity is a benefit of becoming a Manchester cop.
Yeah, right.
603-283-6160. Is qualified immunity a benefit? More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in a minute. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I had to struggle to remember all those titles. I think I said them out of the normal order.
I'm like, did we add a title there?
Usually I do it once a show. I try to put all the titles in there.
Oh, okay.
And I got them out of order, I think.
The Reverend, you know. I'm used to hearing, but the doctor, adding doctor to
it's an honorary doctorate. I got it from a caller. Right, and so I'm just assuming it's legit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a doctorate of yoga practitioner.
I went to school at U of Hell. My favorite course was Kill and Tell. I graduated head of class. I majored in kicking ass. I did hard time to get my master. I wrote the book of personal disaster, but I don't need a PhD to be a doctor of frickin' misery.
What the heck is that?
That's a lyric from Suicidal Tendencies.
That is,
yeah. And also, hardcore. They don't
entertaining.
They don't use the word frickin' either. So just
frickin'.
Yeah. I just had to, you know, so I didn't have to dump myself. One of my least favorite things to do. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jet calling from planet Earth. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got three quick points about this thing we call mandates.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, any alteration of employment contract conditions is a breach of contract. I don't know why people are not bringing it up and suing these people left and right.
You know, I feel like this is forthcoming. I know, I think last week, Friday, we talked about, maybe it was Saturday, we talked about some union who is saying, no, we actually refuse to have this, you know, in place for our employees to, you know, get mandatory vaccines. So I feel like lawsuits are coming, but you're right. It isn't talked about as much as it should be.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that depend on the contract, though?
Well, yeah, if the contract says we get to do anything to you. But I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that the contract, though, would set, give the employer, the in most cases, give the employer an out to fire if the Riley rules or policies, new or otherwise, and you effectively agree to any changes.
Yeah, in Texas, I know it's a work-at-will state, which means what Captain was saying earlier, they can fire you for any reason, just because they feel like it.
Well, that's topic number two. And topic number two is, if one medical procedure can be mandated for continued employment, then any medical procedure can be.
True. Yeah, what a horrible precedent to set.
Well, that's not
sterilization, transplants, whatever you want.
Sure. But the thing is, I mean, at the end of the day, you're not, as long as you're not being forced to work for, you know, a given employer, you do have the option of opting out. And assuming it's not mandated by law,
yeah, Jet, you're
all employers.
You're a bit of a wordsmith. I refrained from using the word coercion in the context of an employer, you know, requiring a vaccine. But is there some truth to that?
How about duress? Under duress? Duress, threat, and coercion.
Yeah, I mean, but duress is, I guess the problem is that duress is not necessarily illegal. I mean, we are caused duress all the time, right? I mean, you know, there's all sorts of things. You know, the guy who steps on his, you know, his brake, you know, a little too much, too fast, can also cause you duress, right?
Oh, you mean distress?
Yeah.
Well, the definition, it sounds like Jed is right, because it says threats, violence, constraints, or other action brought to bear on someone to do something against their will or better judgment. So,
yeah, I mean, aren't they then forcing me to press on my brake if they press on their brake?
Oh, I thought you were saying, never mind.
It doesn't have to be that great. It really doesn't have to be that great. The idea that if I say to you, well, now you're going to have to stand on your head and spin quack like a duck, you know, or, you know, you don't get to do whatever, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. You don't get to change the deal. But let me do number three real quick.
All right, go ahead.
And that is, people with titles are just other humans that have no more magic powers than you or I do. So they have no right to make mandates anyway, because they're just people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Jet. We appreciate the call, of course.
I think this is more of a moral thing than it is a more of a legal one, right? Like, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. I tend to think that employers probably can mandate, but you have an option not to comply, and then of course you no longer work for the employer, presumably. But that doesn't necessarily mean they should, right?
Well, I mean, you know, anybody can write words down on a piece of paper and put them in front of another person.
Right.
You know, that kind of a thing. But, you know, there's a couple of things to consider, and I think that there are going to be lawsuits. I think that there's going to be some lawsuits involving unions, like we talked about just a minute ago. But there's going to be a boatload of individual lawsuits, not only against these employers, but also against, you know, all of the government institutions.
I mean, what would the lawsuits say? I mean, what are you suing over exactly? Like, is there some legal obligation for them to vaccines or something? Or
I want to mention HIPAA at this point.
Yeah, but HIPAA doesn't usually apply in those circumstances.
What about disabilities? Mm-hmm. Like, people who, you know, have an allergy to any vaccine they've gotten before should not be forced to get this experimental vaccine.
Well,
medical privacy has always been a sticking point for employers. Employers have even advertised things where, like, they're like,
yeah,
you know, your medical privacy is a priority for us, right? And employers aren't supposed to be allowed to base their employment decisions on your medical status, right? If you have a disability of some sort, whether it's visible physically or not.
ADA, probably. It's something to do with American Disabilities Act,
exactly,
probably.
Right.
Yeah, that's not the same thing as HIPAA. Those are two different acts. So maybe, but I don't know. It sounds like it might be a bit of a stretch, at least under HIPAA. Maybe under ADA there's some sort of argument.
It's never been a legal thing in the time that I've been alive where an employer can discriminate against you because of a medical decision. or condition?
Yeah, is it a condition? I mean, I don't know. Is it?
Well, it's still a choice, right? Like,
yeah.
In the same way, in many states, abortion is a choice, right?
Yep.
Could, if an employer was suddenly able to see a record of how many abortions you may or may not have had, right, and base your hiring decision upon that?
Yeah.
That seems like it shouldn't be a thing to me. Right. The same thing goes for vaccinations. So, in other words, if an employer can now keep track of who has and hasn't had this particular medical procedure, where does it end?
Yeah, I mean, this comes down. It sounds like it comes down to a moral dilemma, and people should be standing up against it. But I don't necessarily know that there is a legal case. I'm very curious. A lot of the people who are trying to claim legal stuff. It seemed to be referencing HIPAA, but that probably doesn't apply.
I'm not a lawyer, but I imagine that, I mean, you've heard the term ambulance chaser.
Yeah.
Right? I imagine that there's some lawyers out there right now sort of frothing at the mouth, waiting to sue some people for this type of a thing.
So, and here's the other thing. You can sue over anything you want. It's just going to get thrown out if it's not something that you are allowed to sue under the law. If the law doesn't authorize the suit, then it will get thrown out before you actually get a trial.
Well, if people start getting injured off of this, I assume, I mean, I don't know. I think you might be right. There might be nobody to sue because they can't sue the vaccine companies.
Right. So the only person they could sue in this instance is an employer who they felt they had to get the vaccine because the employer mandated it. And so now they've suffered some ill effect, which we've already seen.
Injury of the job.
We've already seen.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. If you could argue it's an injury of the job, then you might be able, it's interesting then, if that's the case, assuming that held, it's probably not the employer, but the employer's insurance that would have to pay out.
Right. So now we're looking at, huge liability for the insurers.
Yeah, like maybe, some sort of insurer.
And not to mention bad press for the employers.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? If you're a company and you want to be in good standing with your community and that type of thing, even within your industry, right, you want to make sure that you're not getting the bad press. A lot of these things can play into that. But you are right, Chris. It is going to take both vaccinated and unvaccinated people standing up for each other, standing up against for medical privacy before this ends. That's just the only way out.
Yeah.
The only way I can see it ending. Otherwise, read a history book. It's going to end poorly. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up next.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.